Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 203. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas.
That's actually true. And Fozzie.
That was a terrible impression.
Of what? I wasn't impressed. I was doing an impression of myself.
Las Vegas announcer.
It was Tony Odette.
I didn't believe it.
Well, Tony, you have flown across the country.
Yes. I'm actually, I'm at the Aria Casino in Las Vegas. I have a nice, actually, they upgraded me to a suite, so I have this nice view of the strip and this massive room that I'm going to spend, like, today in and then never see again, so it's great.
All right, so you'll be working pretty much nonstop, right?
Well, I exaggerate. The first couple days are pretty easy, but once I get to Sunday, I'm working like 16-hour days.
That sounds like fun. Just at E3 too. That really sucks.
Right. It's coincided with E3 for the past like 6 years.
It's crazy.
So I'll get to. Well, we always have our podcast right after E3. And I'm always like, oh, I'm learning all this stuff because I'll know nothing.
Right. You're like, that's cool.
That's my opinion on E3. Oh, that's cool. That's great.
We learned that on Monday.
That sounds awesome. And I'm like excited 3 days after everybody else. So look here.
So you bought a 2DS before you went.
I did. So I'd been watching, my son actually has been like watching the Pokemon TV show, Pokemon Black and White, like obsessively. And of course I watch it with him. And I'm like, you know, this Pokemon thing seems kind of like big. Maybe I should try it out. So I, at that point I didn't have a single Nintendo console. So I had to get something, and I was like, you know, I think I could get the 2DS, and it seems a little bit cheaper. And then I found a 2DS bundle that had, Pokemon X installed, for only $132, which I thought was a really good deal. So I picked that up just in time for my trip, so I'd have like time on the plane and time at the airport to like actually get into it. Pokemon is so much fun.
Okay. Had you played it before this? Or?
I had never played any Pokemon game ever. So, you know, watching the TV show, I kind of had the gist of it, and the TV show smacks of video game like everywhere. Like, they really worked the video game-ness into it.
Okay.
So I kind of knew what to expect. So, you know, with the training of the creature and, like, you know, like collecting them with the Pokeball and all that stuff, I knew all that stuff going in. What I didn't know was how addicting it would be.
Okay, which is what I hear from everybody that plays it.
Like, it's the classic, like, you leveling up your character, you're learning new moves, you keep on to, like, you want your creatures to evolve, your Pokemon to, like, get better, and you just keep playing and playing and playing. So I spent, like, 2 hours last night when I should have been packing, like, just roaming around, like, trying to get all of my active Pokemon up to level 10 at the beginning of the game, just, like, not even progressing, just, like, running through the grass trying to find wild Pokemon to fight. So much fun. It's so good.
Yeah, I got pretty into it too. It's good. And do you do the EXP share?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
From what I heard, like, you almost, unless you really want it to be like a super grind, you kind of have to.
You only end up using like one or two Pokemon. I mean, the rest of them will just sit there and not level up at all, so you kind of have to.
Right. Well, that's how it was in the older games, from what I hear. Like that was kind of a rare item that you got later on. So you kind of had to, like, make sure you got your Pokemon in, and you were always rotating them and fighting with them so that you could level them up. Because if they didn't get in a fight, like, they weren't getting any experience.
I had to fight with Amazon to get my 2DS in time, though.
Oh, yeah?
So I ordered it Saturday night with, you know, I got Amazon Prime, so I was for the 2-day shipping, and it said Tuesday. And then when I processed my order and got to the end, it's like, and your order will be received on Friday.
Like, fuck no.
So, you know, I assumed that it would ship faster than that, but it didn't. So on Tuesday, I'm like, I'm on with customer support from Amazon being like, come on, give me my item. And they actually ended up fast tracking it. So I received it on Wednesday right before I left.
That's kind of cool. Like, yeah. That they were able to do that for you. And
it was the first time I'd ever received, like, real customer service from Amazon. It was really nice. That transnational conglomerate really coming down on my side.
So, now that you have a 3DS, you going to play some of the other games? Zelda?
Oh, it's not a 3DS, by the way. It's a 2DS. Oh, so
2DS, right. But it plays 3DS
games. I've tried, yeah, it plays 3DS games. And I really had no urge to do the 3D thing. Like, I tried a 3DS before. When I turned on the 3D, I couldn't see it all.
Yeah, so, I never turned mine up.
So I figured, I mean, that was pretty much the feature I was losing that I really cared about. Or that one might care about. I was like, screw it. Might as well just get a 2DS because it's cheaper.
Makes sense.
But
how
yeah,
does it feel in your hand?
I mean, I had a DS Lite. It actually feels a little smaller than that. But the screens are the same size.
Okay.
So, like, I honestly, as far as handhelds go, I mean, it doesn't feel huge.
Very well, peasant. Enjoy your 2DS.
I enjoy the. I play it with the sound off. People have complained about the sound, I think. I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
Mm.
I don't know.
I wonder if it's tinny.
I think a 129, that's a pretty sweet price point to get into it, and you're at a point where you have games to choose from.
Yeah. Right.
Some really good games out there.
Right.
You get them probably pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tweeted out that I had it, and people sent me, like, so many suggestions.
Yeah, so aside, I have to get, like, aside from Pokemon, I mean, you got the Zelda game, you got
A Link Between Worlds, Fire Emblem. I've
been
told
Shin
Megami.
You like rhythm games and Final Fantasy? You should pick up that Final Fantasy one.
Yeah, Theat Rhythm's pretty good. Mario 3D Land is excellent. Mario Kart's pretty decent on it.
Mario Kart 7.
Yeah. I wonder how the online in that is, if there's anybody still playing it.
I don't know. Mario Kart 7 is pretty fun, though. I recently played with some friends. Feel good.
Yeah. Speaking of Mario Kart, though, Fozzie, you and I have been playing it.
We have. I haven't played with you yet. I played with Jeff a couple days ago.
And he pretty much said he got
demolished. He pretty much disappointed me. I thought Jeff was going to be kind of pretty good. not bad. He's just like when I thought he was going to be, I thought he was going to get like first or second every time. But when he was playing with like me, Javi, and like a few others from the Twitter, he was getting kind of in the bottom eight. So,
huh.
Like, or bottom two or three, like, almost every time. So.
That's shit.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. I was like, Hefe, you're talking this big game. Making fun of me for not playing 150. You can't deliver on the goods. So, but yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. How are you liking it?
I think it's really good. I mean, I played with Jeff on Friday night.
Yeah.
Then, like, he beat me like the five or six races that we played. Like, we were playing with his brother-in-law too, and I was able to like hold my own against him, but evidently like I really suck, so. But it's really good.
I mean,
beautiful looking.
Yeah, it is. I mean, again, he's not terrible. He's just not as good as I thought he'd be.
I kind of was like, yeah, I can vouch that he beat me, but I also lost a 50cc race the other day.
I saw that, Chris. I was stunned. Who loses a 50cc race?
And I swear to God, the balance in this game is just so. And it happens in every Mario Kart game, but I was on the last turn of one of the courses, and I get hit with a blue shell, and then a red shell, and then another red shell, and then a lightning bolt, and I ended up in, like, fourth. It's like, what the hell? Like, I mean, that's just kind of like if there's a lot of luck involved in the game, and I didn't have anything on that one, but I did
one of the things I don't like about it is we were playing with, like, six or seven people.
Uh-huh.
But when you're in sixth place, you are not getting any weapons for shit. Like, you're getting just coins and...
In sixth? And like, really?
Yeah, like, it did not give me, like, stuff to kind of catch up.
Yeah, like,
really
that,
a bummer.
That's weird. Like, that sounds broken almost. Like,
yeah.
The weapons are supposed to be equalizers that keep the race close. And
right.
If you're not getting anything that'll boost you up there... you're always going to be stuck behind.
Right. That's how I felt, which was kind of a bummer.
The other thing, and I don't know if this was just when I was playing with Jeff, though, is the online, when you're talking, it's only in between matches.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's really, really strange.
Yeah, it's like, you can't talk at all. I mean, it's so dumb.
Yeah, so when you want to, when you want to yell at somebody because they just like knocked you off a pillar or off a ledge or something, and you're just kind of cursing at yourself instead of the person you want to be yelling at.
Yep.
But it's quite a bit of fun. I think it's an improvement over 7. It's a little bit deeper than that game, but it's also actual console game, so.
How are the tracks? Like, are you kind of getting tired of them at all, or?
I haven't played probably anywhere near as much as you guys, though, so. I haven't even unlocked all the tracks yet.
I haven't played that many. I just you haven't unlocked all of them yet? Okay.
No,
you haven't played as many as we've done.
Yeah, I just, I finished the all the new tracks yesterday, and I'm like halfway through the old tracks. So I still have like two more cups to go through. They have some of my favorites in here though, like Wario Stadium and like Moo Moo Meadows.
Sure.
And I like some of the new ones too. I think they're really good. I'm not a big fan of like the Twisted Mansion, but I like the airport one. Mount Wario I thought was pretty cool. Like it's not an actual track race. It's a Tony, you start at the top of like a mountain, and you're racing down it. And as you hit these intervals, that's where the laps are. So it's basically just a 3-leg race where you're not actually doing laps. You're just kind of racing to the bottom, and. You have to kind of know the route, like just like with anything, but it's not going to be the same route for all three laps, so it's actually an interesting way of doing it. I hope that they add some like DLC tracks, though. I think that would be cool. Like maybe a DLC cup with like 4 new tracks, and then maybe like another DLC cup with 4 older tracks, but... Nintendo fans will probably scream and yell about the fact that there's DLC.
Easy.
So,
Nintendo fans deserve the best. No Mercedes-Benz.
Right. No free Mercedes-Benz at that. We don't want any of that shit.
Not having it.
Not in our games. I really wanted Jeff here because he's really high on it. I like it. Played with my son. Was able to beat him, so...
It's a miracle!
I was able to beat an actual live person.
Christmas miracle.
Of course, the only other Mario Kart game he's played is the one from the Wii, and that was when that came out, so he was like 3. So he doesn't have a lot of experience with this game at all. I'm sure by next week he'll be able to destroy me, so. Let's talk some Watch Dogs then, I guess.
Alright.
Watch Dogs. I always forget when you talk about games like Watch Dogs, Chris, that you don't like open world games.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of open world games.
So when you're like, it's a game, I'm like, oh, it doesn't sound that good. But that's not what that actually means.
Right, like...
like to people who actually like open world games, because like I play that.
If you like open world games, there's stuff to do, and...
Yeah, like, I found it very enjoyable. I really like it. I mean, it's slightly less good than Grand Theft Auto. I feel like the shooting and the driving is worse. Slightly.
You think the shooting's worse? I thought it was okay.
I don't like the shooting.
I definitely agree with you on the driving, though.
The driving is weird. I feel like you're at like a weird angle, like once you go around a curve, and it's you're not right behind the car, which just feels funny to me in third person.
Yeah.
Like when it offsets you, you're like, what do I do now? Get out of the car and start over.
Yeah, there's definitely some weird things about it. For example, okay, when you're trying to stop a crime from happening and like you're supposed to intervene, you take out your gun and so they're like you're like freeze and they never freeze, they just run. You run at the same exact speed, there's no way to slow them down at all, you know?
Yeah, but I've totally regret not taking video of this, but I was chasing after a guy and he ran past an electrical box that blew up and killed him.
Yeah, if they're down an alley, yeah, that works. Awesome. But, like, sometimes they're just on the open road.
So I guess but you can always, like, get in a car and run them down.
Yeah, I get in a car and just... Yeah,
but I feel like I've chased some guys down, too. Like, yeah. They don't... Like, if you, like, run around the corners better than they do, like, you can get them. You're not any faster than they are, but you can definitely catch them. Because they just don't
catch them. It's just,
route.
Like... Just not exciting. Like, I wish there was just, like... I wish he had a couple gizmos that, like... Like, even, like, a taser gun or something where I could do it on the fly. I don't know. It's just running after him, and you're going the same pace. You're going a little bit faster, but not by much.
Right.
It's not, like, a huge thing, though.
Yeah. I love the hacking, though. The hacking can be a lot of fun. It kind of reminds me of Batman, Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
Like, the hunting... missions where you're like you're bouncing from camera to camera, like causing so much confusion and destruction, and they're like they don't know where you are, and they're all dying, and they're all like starting to panic and like run around.
I do like that. It reminds me kind of like a Deus Ex type game where you're like trying to be pretty stealthy. So yeah,
so I like how they work in the hacking mini games too. Like there's some stuff to like. Like I find there's a lot of the game that's just different.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm watching them carry LeBron James around. He's cramping. Anyway.
What channel is that on? Sorry.
It's on ABC. Really ABC.
Okay. Continue.
Let's see. I do think it's kind of weird. The missions kind of take you out of the game world. Like, it's always weird to me, like, activating missions. Not necessarily the story missions, but the other stuff, like the taking down the convoy and that kind of thing. I wish that stuff was more dynamic.
Yeah.
I haven't done the convoy one yet, but there's some, like, really weird stuff in there. Did I talk about the drug things, like the... Like there's a drug dealer right outside your hotel, and the digital trips, I think they're called.
Yeah.
And that's like, that completely just rips you out of it, out of the game. Like, it's like, this has nothing to do with it. Like, why you're here, who knows? And there's another one where you go up, you press the button, and it's like a high score thing, almost like a rampage type deal, but you're destroying aliens that are coming out of a portal. With a digitized laser gun. But it's really strange because the world is just going on around you, but you're running around destroying these, like...
The bugs?
Know, yeah.
Those little, like, beetle things? Yeah.
Yeah, that pop out, and it's like... Nobody else sees them, though, and it's like
a
weird arcade
game. Yeah, that is
kind of
weird. Like, it'd be cool if, like, there's other people, like, playing with you.
Yeah.
No?
I do like the... have you guys done any of the privacy invasion
Yeah.
I've been invaded a couple times.
Oh, yeah?
I think this is different, though. This is like a AI type thing. I watched someone get friend zoned, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. I think that might be the first one. I guess they're on points, so you have to go to a certain location. So, but I think that was the first one that I saw unlock, and I saw that one.
Yeah, I think it was that too.
There was another one where, like, you hack in, you're invading the privacy of this guy, and he has either died of a heart attack or something, and his son is calling him trying to get him to move in, and saying he's going to come over after work to take him to his house. It's like, that's fucking awful. Like, it's like, you just happen to tap into this, like, moment where it's like, that guy's gonna show up and it's gonna be really not cool.
Right.
Yeah, there's some, like, really weird, like, they go really weird with some of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, again, I'm liking the game. Just, yeah, it's kind of just, it feels like a poor man's GTA, almost.
What do you guys think of the story so far, the campaign missions?
Oh, the story is awful.
Yeah.
It doesn't keep you engaged. It's like, there are all these things that are happening that should, on the surface, keep me engaged, and they don't. Like, I think they don't do a good enough job, like you're supposed to feel bad for Aiden and the little girl. The little girl who you've never seen, you have, like, no concept of what her relationship is, so you don't know why you should feel bad. It's a whole bunch of, you should feel bad because this, and without ever justifying it.
Well, and then when you actually meet those characters, like, when you meet his sister and you meet his nephew, like, they're just so wooden.
Right.
There's nothing going on. Like, there's that whole phone call thing where she gets the, you know, the disturbing phone call. And, like, she just stands there the entire time, and it's like, why would you stand there while your brother is just kind of staring at you about this whole, it's so weird, and she acts like nothing's going on. It's like, I'm standing right here, so I don't even need to listen into the conversation. I am, but I don't have to, because I kind of know what's going on. It's really stupid. Yeah, I don't like him. Like, he just kind of comes off as Batman.
Batman. Yeah.
With his, like, gruffness and his trench coat, and might as well be a cape.
I think that's the part of the game that makes it feel the most poor man's GTA. The story. It's just, it's not nearly on par with what GTA does. Like, GTA, even for its, like, story failings, presents really interesting characters.
Right.
And, like, fun dialogue, and this just, it doesn't have any of that.
Like, this has all the ancillary stuff around it, but not
the heart and soul.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what's missing.
Like, which is probably why I haven't played it in, like, 3 days, so.
Like, I definitely want to play more. I think it's a fun game to play, but it's definitely missing a few things.
It's not that next-gen title that we were promised, but it probably never was going to be.
Lies. Yeah, it feels like kind of like a fable-ish game where, I don't know, it just, like, and it seems to be with a lot of games nowadays, it's like, you get these trailers and they get you so hyped for the game, and then just...
I think that the media, like, the games media themselves has a lot to do with that too, because for 2 years they were telling us how great this game's going to be, and then, you know, it finally comes out and it's okay, it's good.
Right. I don't feel ripped off that I bought it, but it's not changing my life.
Yeah, it's not like the revolution that, you know, we were kind of led to believe by, you know, both by the, you know, producers and developers and the games media that's been talking about it for 2 years. Which is why I'm getting really worried about Destiny. And I hate to say that because I love Bungie and their games, like, not just Halo, like, their other stuff too, but I'm starting to get this, like, really weird vibe about that game.
It doesn't look good. It just doesn't look good. I hate to say that.
I really hope that it is, but... And Activision is gambling a lot of money on it.
Yeah. I read an article the other day about how people seem pretty sure that it could, or not sure, but it seems very possible that the game could be delayed.
Yeah, I caught that too. I really, like, I don't know about that. They're already behind. It was supposed to have come out last year. Like, Activision can't be happy with letting it go into next year.
Right.
Although, if it needs that improvement, I'm not against it. Like, it definitely worked for South Park. And from what we heard about Watch Dogs, like, that game just wasn't fun last year. And it's fun now. So, maybe it needs that, but... You're already over a year behind schedule, and you're going to push it another 6 to 12 months. Like, that seems crazy. And Sony would kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're banking a lot on this too. Like,
right. This was the game that they've been showing.
Yeah.
Like, in their PS4 clips, it's like, this is what's coming out for the PS4. Destiny.
Right. Like, and it's like they have kind of. They've taken the mind share, much like Microsoft did with Call of Duty, where it's kind of just associated with the PS4, even though it's going to be a multi-platform game. But if it's not that game, that was a huge gamble for them to take.
Yeah.
What else did we play? I played some Kinect Sports Rivals.
Did you?
I did.
It's regrettable.
Only half of it. so yeah, that's a game that has 6 different sports for the Kinect. Only 3 of them are any fun. Wake racing is quite good, which I was surprised at, because that sounds really stupid. Like wake racing with your hands, you're holding your hands out in front of you, and
so tired of those fucking games.
It works that it's fun. Like, I kind of wish that it would redo. Yeah, it does. Like the wake racing works very well.
All right. Well, like, I'll take your word for it.
Like it, and it actually does show that the Kinect can do things. Like, with the original Kinect, it couldn't get you opening and closing your hand or really pushing. Like, it was a lot of gesture bases. Like, this is actually getting down to, like, hold your hands in front of you. All right, so, like, you hold your hands in front like you're grabbing handlebars, and to make it go, you, like, make a fist with your right hand. And then to, like, let off the gas, you undo your fist. And it actually reads that very well. And then you're just making subtle motions like pushing forward and back with your right and left arms to kind of steer the wave runner. And it does it very well. Where it doesn't do very well is something like rock climbing. Which
it's hard to simulate.
Yeah, it's like, so it has you like reaching up and like then grasping and reaching up again and grasping. It gets confused because the way they have the courses set up, there's too many things for it to grasp, and it's like, are you on this one or that one, and you end up falling off. I did not find that one fun at all. What else is there? There's soccer. That's just a tragic, tragic game mode. It's atrocious. Like, it's nothing. Like, you would think that these things are there to simulate sports. Like Wii Sports was, like, you know, the boxing. You're kind of just waving your arms, but you were throwing punches. Like, it was stupid, but there's, like, you can make an approximation that that's what you do in boxing. With the bowling, you know, you're doing your arm motions, tennis, but for this soccer thing, like, you're kicking, except it's just like, think of like table hockey, where you can kind of like move your guys up and down. So you're just passing the ball up to your next guy, and then passing it across or up in the air, depending upon how you kick the ball. And sometimes it reads it right, and sometimes it doesn't. And then when you get to near the goal, like, you'll see your guy, he's kind of making like a bicycle kick motion, and you kick it to him, and then you have to time your kick or your head to hit the ball at the right time and direct it towards the goal. And it's just so boring because, I mean, there's a lot of people that say soccer's boring, but the actual sport of it is actually entertaining to play, at least. And this is just like, it's really, really dumb. And then there is no defense, you just play goalie.
Great.
So that's kind of awful. What else is there? There's bowling, which is still like it was excellent on the original Kinect. It's still really, really good. Really does get your motions down, and it feels like bowling. Like the only thing you don't have is that weight from the ball, but it gets your motions down. It lines up your shots. It even catches if you're kind of twisting your wrist, adds spin on the ball. Tennis is a little weird. I think my setup is just not conducive to it, because for tennis you need to move, you know, side to side on the court, and if you don't have enough side to side motion, like I'm kind of like running up against my chair, so it's like I have to get in front of my chair to get all the way to the left side of the court, and then it's not always reading my legs or my arms correctly when I do that. But when it works, tennis is fun. I think about half of the game is really cool. There's this weird story that they've like made everybody into characters and factions, and oh, the other one is shooting, just really weird. So you reach out, you get your gun, and then like you're holding your hand like you'd shoot somebody with like a finger gun, and it tracks your pointer finger over the targets, and there's targets you don't want to hit, and you can steal other people's targets. It's really weird, but kind of fun. So I don't know. That game probably should have been packaged in with the Xbox One.
Yes.
I think that would have been the thing that goes, hey, this is why you have a Kinect. Outside of like, I mean, yes, the voice stuff is really cool, and like navigating the menu and changing channels on TV, that's all really cool. But when people think of Kinect, they think of the motion controls, and there hasn't been anything until this game, and it really should have just been in the box. I guess Xbox Fitness is pretty good too, from what I played of it, at least.
Yeah.
Anybody else play anything? Do you guys get your Xbox One free games? Or?
Oh, I did. I downloaded them. I didn't play any of them. I also downloaded Dark Souls on my 360.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't played that either.
Yeah, nice.
I should probably start downloading those games. I don't think I've downloaded one game for gold ever.
I mean, yeah, you claimed them, though, right?
Yeah, you just... I unfortunately missed out on Hitman. I should have done that one, but
I missed out on that one too. I feel bad about that.
Yeah, because I mean, what I played of it was good on the PC. So getting it for free on the Xbox, where it's just easier kind of to play, sit right down and like on my chair and play, like that would have been cool. Yeah. So it's a Max Curse of Brotherhood and Halo Spartan Assault, which is not a good game. But
oh, by the way, so I saw somewhere where the voice command to get exactly to the store page is Xbox Bing Halo, which is like the most Microsoft thing you could possibly ever say.
Yeah.
So I tried it, and it was like it read it as Xbox Bing Hello, so it searched for Hello.
Oh, that's good. I'll be interested to hear what you guys have to say about those games, though. So.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What game have I played? I played some Wind Waker.
Yeah? Is that the free game you got?
Yeah. So,
what do you think?
Pretty cool so far. I'm not far, though. I'm like an hour in, if that.
You're not a big, like, 3D Zelda fan either, so. Or Zelda
not a big any Zelda fan, yeah. But, I mean, it makes some valid points. Like, Zelda is a cartoony game in general, so.
And that art style definitely fits.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of, like, kind of caters to it, so.
Yeah.
And for me, it seems like that would be maybe the one that gets me into the game, or into the series. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, all I know is a lot of people like it a lot. So.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite 3D one. I know it's up there for Jeff. He likes Majora's Mask better, but.
Right.
I play anything else? I mean, you didn't play Tropico yet. And
no.
Didn't play EU4.
I have EU4. I don't have Tropico yet. I will have it at some point. But the reviews on that have not been good.
Tropico?
They haven't been bad. But what they've said is this is derivative of Tropico 4, which is a little sad because Tropico 4 was really derivative of Tropico 3.
So you're saying stick with 3.
Well, I'd probably stick with 4 because there's more content, but 5 has multiplayer.
Yeah.
So I want to try that, but then again, multiplayer was not a big draw for SimCity, so.
No, I mean, it dropped off immediately, but I mean, part of the problem with SimCity was just that it didn't work.
Yeah, it was, but, yeah, I think that, I mean, I had a lot of fun. Me and Del Rosa, we built a few cities and deal with a couple other people, online people, but yeah, I mean, like, it kind of sucked when we didn't know when we would be able to, you know, play together and shit like that, so.
Or if, like, you got back
really just
on
turn it
and,
off.
And,
yeah.
Like, if you got back on, if your city was even going to be there, because that was happening to a lot of people.
Right.
EA last year, Jesus.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
And even this year.
Yeah, this year hasn't been fantastic, so. Titanfall's been good. That's
Titanfall, yeah, but that's more Sledgehammer than EA. Not Sledgehammer, what am I saying?
Respawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just published that, so. Alright, I don't think we played anything else then. Let's get into the speculation stuff.
We got
some questions.
Yeah.
Peter Freeman asks, Valve has been rumored to reveal something at the at E3, more specifically at Sony's conference. What are our thoughts?
I don't know. Portal, maybe. Long has been. No, maybe not that yet. Well, maybe. Like 2015, 2016 release.
Maybe it'll be Half-Life 3.
Half-Life 3.
Jokingly.
No.
Like, honestly, would they ever want to release a Half-Life 3 at this point? I mean, that's like.
That's
it just sets them up for failure.
Yeah,
like, there's just no way around it.
That's like Square releasing like the Final Fantasy VII remake that everybody wants. Like, it would not live up to the expectations that have been set.
Right, but at least with that one, like, people know what the fuck they're getting themselves into. You know? I mean, like, with Half-Life 3, it's a whole new experience.
True.
So people expect to be fucking dazzled by that shit. And I mean, again, I haven't beaten any of the Half-Lives, but
I find
there's just way too much.
I don't know. Tony, have you played them? Like, I find them to be over long. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
I think we live in the era now where the shooter is like 6 hours long, and that's kind of fine.
Right.
But they have a lot of fill in those games. A lot of fill.
Yeah.
And the story, while good, isn't like sufficient to carry over the length.
Right, especially when like your main protagonist, like the person you play, has no actual part. Like, he's just kind of there.
Right.
He doesn't say anything. Ever.
Doesn't?
No. No. Gordon Freeman is...
Famously.
No, I'll agree with you.
Famously mute. Do you think Left 4 Dead 3, maybe? Like, that's been rumored to be in development.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
I've heard some people maybe say Dota 2 on their console, on PS4.
That wouldn't be the worst idea.
No. And, you know, since it's free-to-play, I could see them siding with Sony on this, where, you know, it's a free-to-play game, but on Sony systems, like, free-to-play is true free-to-play. Like, you don't need PS Plus to use it. Like, on Xbox, you would need Xbox Gold to play a free-to-play game, which kind of, that seems a little silly, but... and they've been kind of anti-Microsoft, because they want to make their... They're making their Linux movement or whatever. So.
Right.
Yeah, what is going on? Whatever. I guess that's their choice.
I mean, that would be a big get for them if they could get, you know, Dota, which is one of the, you know, most played games going right now, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would play it, but... I mean, I could play it now on my PC, and I don't. Like, I don't know if it coming to PS4 would make me want to play it. But this comes in from Jushin. He asks, "Will we see The Last Guardian?"
No.
No.
You don't think at all? Like the no trailer, nothing.
No,
like,
no. I think that that game is not close to being ready. If it exists at all, I bet Sony sidesteps anything about it.
It just needs like a minute of gameplay footage.
They've already done it, though. They've already done that. They can't do it again. Like, no one will believe them.
No one cares. They'll still people will be like, "Fuck yeah, it's back again." They could just do that shit and just reamp it and be like, "Listen, it's coming out in 2015."
You know what drives me crazy about that game, though, and the amount of money that Sony sunk into it? Nobody gives a shit anyway. Like. For as
right.
much as Shadow of the Colossus and Eco, like people like you know fawn over, those games didn't sell well. Like, I can't see The Last Guardian ever making Sony's money back on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that just seems crazy to me that you would dump that much, especially when, you know, as a company as a whole, like the games division is healthy, but company as a whole, you're bleeding billions of dollars.
Right.
This also from Justin. Will we see a teaser trailer for Gears?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, like very, very light. Like it might even just be like a chainsaw or the like the COG logo.
Right.
I wouldn't even be surprised if that they end on that. But they wouldn't have much more than that.
Is that supposed to be what was it like Gears 4 or like what's going on with that?
We don't know what it is. I mean, we just know that Black Tusk Studios is working on a Gears game. They bought the rights to it from Epic. So like back in February or March, something like that. Then it was immediately announced that, you know, that studio was taking that over. So they wouldn't have much time to have, you know, have gotten anything in motion for that. I have a feeling that what we'll see for Gears specifically is, like some sort of teaser trailer for it. And then next year, there will be like a Gears trilogy type game. Like they're not going to put Gears like a core Gears game and a core Halo game out the same year. So Halo 5 next year, like that's Halo's time. Gears will be the year after.
Yeah. Very that's possible. A good call. Makes sense.
And then we'll see that Gears kind of hey, here's like an HD collection of Gears 1, 2, and 3, and then like whatever we're going to do for multiplayer, here's our idea, and here's like a collection of maps from 1, 2, and 3 or whatever. I don't. We'll have to see how, I guess, what they do with that Halo collection thing that's rumored. Like, what I have a feeling that whatever model they're using for that, they'll do the same thing for Gears, though. Justin wants to know, what's the difference between, he says, between the Forza and Forza Horizon? I'm guessing he wants to know, what's the difference between Forza Motorsport and Forza Horizon?
Right.
He says they sound like the same game to him.
I mean, they're kind of like the same play style. Forza Horizon's a little more arcadey, I guess, maybe?
Yes.
And it's like...
It's open world story based.
Yeah, it's open world, and it's like a party atmosphere. It's definitely like kind of has like these electronic like festival vibe to it. So, I mean, I don't know. I like it, but it's very similar to Forza.
Yeah, Forza Motorsport is very much like Microsoft's Gran Turismo.
Yeah,
And then Horizon is. It's kind of their, I don't want to say Burnout Paradise, because it's not, like, it's more serious racing than that, but they have, like, weird stuff in there, like, you'll race against an airplane, or,
right.
Like, they have, you know, funny stuff in there, and it's an open world, so there's stuff to explore and find in it, and there's signs to bust down.
I think, I think the main difference is that open world...
Yeah.
This, that one.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, there you go, Justin. And then Earl sent us a...
Earl?
He sent us a bunch of stuff.
Has he done?
Yes, let's see. All right, I'll start off here. How many games will Nintendo show with the word Mario in it?
Well, Nintendo doesn't have an E3 press conference, so none.
But they will be there.
Question.
They won a prize. They will be there, but not. They're going to have like their stupid Smash Brothers thing where you can go and play.
See, do you think they'll announce anything though? Any new games coming forward, or they're doing that kind of Nintendo Direct thing?
Maybe.
I think one.
I would say at least one. They have to, right? It's a requirement.
Yeah.
Nintendo can't go through a year without launching like two or three Nintendo or Mario games. So,
yeah, it's like they got Mario Golf this year and Mario Kart. What was that soccer game that they had? Do you guys remember that one from? Was it on the Wii?
I don't deny it's
soccer.
Something like that. I don't remember. Maybe another, like, Mario sports game. I can't see anything else coming from that, though. All right, so will Resident Evil 7 be announced?
I hope not. I don't know. Maybe.
I hope not. It's great. I'm kind of with you. I want them to really shut that thing down and come up with a new idea.
A few years. They don't. Need to like. Yeah, exactly. Like, take a break. It's not an established franchise where you need it every like 2 years now. Come on.
True. Will the word Shenmue be said at any press conference?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
I'm kind of in agreement with that. How many sequels will be announced at the Sony press conference?
All of them.
Yep.
All of them.
All the things will be sequels.
How many minutes of Halo 5 will be shown?
2 minutes.
If that. Are they even going to have, like, gameplay for that at all?
I think we get a CG Halo 5 trailer and gameplay footage of whatever the multiplayer for that Halo collection is.
Okay. I gotcha.
Across all press conferences, how many times will the words experience be said?
Oh, okay. God. I don't even want to experience that.
A lot. By a bunch of, like, uppity
inexperienced people.
Dudes with suits. Yeah,
that word and the word what they keep using for Forza back in the day? Fucking it was the shit. Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
It was the shit.
No,
that would be great. Microsoft just comes out and goes, "Forza Horizon, it's the shit."
It's the shit, and just walks off. They don't even show any video. They just say that.
Yeah, that would be the best.
Not instrumental. Fuck. What was it? Well, there was just a word that they kept calling.
Innovative. That's a word that gets thrown around a lot.
That is. But it was like kind of just like a shout out to, or kind of like a calling out Gran Turismo for not being like the best racing game for last console.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot what they said, but that word gets a lot, used a lot.
Earl wants to know, will Valve announce a game at E3? They're going to be there, so possibly it's.
I'd like to think that they would.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a waste of their attendance.
It's really dumb if they show up and go, yeah,
we're here. Nice to see everybody.
Here's some more Team Fortress.
Take care now.
On Sony's stage, it was like, yeah, what's up? will Uncharted show up as a playable demo on stage?
That would surprise me. That's how, isn't that how they show off most of their stuff? To begin with?
I mean, they showed, like, they had, like, a CG trailer of The Order last year, and they do tend to do a lot of, like, actual presentation, like, the actual playable demos, though. I think he's just kind of like, is Uncharted in a shape where we'd actually see it playable at this point?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not confident on that.
I think we'll get some serious, footage. Like, they should. I mean, when did they, like, tease it? Like, a year ago, right?
Yeah, last year. And it was really just, like, a straight teaser. Like,
right.
There was nothing going on. I think we get a little bit more than
I figure, yeah, there's gotta be, like, some sort of gameplay or something of that nature.
Or something that kind of points to what the actual story is gonna be.
Yeah, right.
Will a double jump be shown during a press conference, including the Nintendo Direct?
Sure.
Will GTA 5, for these new consoles, Xbox One, PS4, be announced?
Yes. I think that's already been, kind of confirmed. I remember seeing that somewhere.
Yeah, Take-Two said, that's their parent company, right? They said that Rockstar will have a game before the end of their fiscal year, this current one, 2014, their financials kind of are pointing to they're expecting 45% of their revenue to come from Rockstar this year, so...
Rockstar, which hasn't actually announced anything, so
right, so that would have to be it, right? Like, they don't have anything else going right now. Like, I can't see them going, Red Dead's coming next March. Like, that just sounds crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
GTA 5 though coming out on like PC and the new consoles. That sounds about right.
Yeah, there's a reason the PC version doesn't exist yet. You know?
Yeah.
Package it all at once, or all three at once.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And, I mean, you get that extra revenue bump too. So,
right.
How many new IPs will be announced during Microsoft's press conference?
We're talking indie games here too, because I don't know.
That's true. He doesn't speculate. He doesn't specify. So,
well, I would say what like. Four, maybe.
I think that's a good guess.
I don't know.
I think that they have two new true AAA, like big budget type games that they announced that are brand new. That's probably crazy talk, but
Yeah.
Let's see. Which character will win the Smash Brothers tournament?
Who determines who wins? Is this people playing against other people?
What's that? It's that.
Or it's a popularity contest.
What's that Nintendo?
It's like an actual tournament, isn't it? I think people are actually playing.
Yeah, they're going to be playing the new Smash Brothers on the E3 floor.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know. I've always liked Yoshi. Fox, yeah.
Damn it, I just got hit 3 times by a move called Double Slap. That doesn't even make sense.
That's a lot of slaps.
Pokemon.
Oh.
I think, who's... I can't think of her name.
Pikachu's gonna win, by the way. It's gonna be Pikachu.
Okay, so...
I wanna say Fox.
Fox, Pikachu. I'm trying to think of the she's the kind of the mirror of Zelda.
Sheik.
Yes, I'm gonna go with that.
All right.
Will a new Dino Crisis be announced as an exclusive title?
No.
Although a new Dino Crisis would be awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
By awesome, it'd probably suck, but I would buy it because it would be awesome that it exists. Will Majora's Mask appear? Rumor right now is that Majora's Mask 3D might be kind of making its way to 3DS at some point. Do you guys think that'll happen?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think that they'll announce that. Is Project Beast an actual PS4 exclusive?
Project what?
Project Beast. It's that
From that Dark Souls?
Yeah, the From Software game by the Dark Souls people.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, sure. I'll say.
Did you guys see the controversy about Dark Souls 2?
No.
They announced some DLC, which apparently is...
Oh, it's Trilogy. Oh, it's on the disc. That's
yes, because you can get pulled into the DLC without owning it.
So it had to be on the disc.
Yes.
Well, that sucks. I hate that crap.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there.
Will Link speak in Nintendo's physical event?
Will Link speak? No.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no. We've kind of already answered this one. Last Guardian E3, new trailer.
What did we say? No?
Yeah, we said no there.
On that.
All right. Specifically for Microsoft, what do you think a big exclusive third-party title will be?
Third-party?
Yeah. I don't know
exclusive third-party title?
Right.
I don't know if there will be one.
Yeah,
I'd be interested to see if they probably won't announce Titanfall 2 though till next year.
Yeah, they're still not through the DLC cycle, so.
Yeah.
We'll be interested to see how those chips fall though. Does Microsoft have enough the money to keep it on their system, or
right?
Is there just not enough money to allow that to go? Kind of talked about that one.
I captured Plusly. Take it.
With all the recent delays, how many games do you suspect to see come out of E3 with 2014 release windows dates?
Oh, wow. There's some fancy questions here. Fancy questions. He's saying how many with 2014 release dates will stay by them?
Well, how many games are going to come out of the conference that actually are either going to stick with their dates or are newly announced and are going to get actually released in 2014.
I mean, I hope a majority of them do, but again, like, I don't know.
I think there's going to be a lot more delays. I follow Arthur Geese on Twitter, and I think he said there's something like 18 games currently in a two-week period in October.
October is stacked.
Right. Like, that just seems like way too many, though.
Yeah.
Like, somebody has to blink. Like,
right.
We
well,
can't
it's going to be the smaller...
Right.
All our titles.
I have a feeling that Alien's going to get delayed. That'll make Jeff really sad, but...
Hear that, the Lord of Rings game. I could see that being like a spring 2015.
Yeah, I could see that getting delayed, too.
Easily.
Alright, and, two more here.
Squirtle's evolving, guys. Get excited.
Oh my...
three more. Which of the following will we see get updates on at E3? Mirror's Edge 2, Beyond Good and Evil 2, Half-Life 3, Left 4 Dead 3, Metroid Dread, The Devil's Third, Prey 2, Fire Emblem, Cross, Shin Megami Tensei.
That's way too many to choose from.
And I don't care about half these games,
yeah.
So I'm gonna...
Yeah.
I don't know what some of these
are. I mean, for me, like, you know, Left 4 Dead... pretty good choice.
I hope we see something on Mirror's Edge 2.
Yeah, Mirror's Edge 2, I can see that, but, like, Beyond Good and Evil, no.
that's
what's going on with that game? That game's never coming out.
No.
Yeah, like, a lot of those are not going to happen, but there's quite a few that I'm sure we'll get some.
Oh, how about Agent? Remember that game that was a... announced like 5 years ago.
Right, that game is dead.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. What about Yarn Yoshi? Do you think we get an update on where that is, when that's coming?
That game actually exists, doesn't it?
It's supposed to. Yeah, like
is it supposed to be out yet? I don't even remember.
I thought it was supposed to be out this year, but we haven't heard anything. But Nintendo does keep stuff rather close until they're ready to release it, and then they just kind of blitz you with it, so.
Which I like.
Yep. Alright. Will we see any new technology hardware at this year's show?
Define new.
Maybe
I bet
not
we see
new,
some more SKUs.
But, yeah, exactly. We'll see more VR stuff. We'll probably see an update on, I mean, has Morpheus even have a release date? Like, any games announced for it? Like, I don't know what's going on with that. So, if Sony's still committed to that, you know, I mean, I'm sure that's going to be a perfect place to, you know, show it off.
Yeah, I don't think we get any new, like, nothing that we don't know about.
Right.
But yeah, I think you guys are right. Like, we'll probably see a PlayStation Vita bundle for X amount of dollars or whatever. And that's been rumored for a while. Alright, last one. Predict the song that will be used in the most trailers at the show. Like, I think it was 2 years ago, it was Kanye's Power.
I want to say, that Pharrell Happy song. That's still kind of still around.
Yeah.
That's really kind of like the big poppy song. Like, yesterday, or last year they had the Radioactive song that kept talking about Welcome to the New Age.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
That was so dumb. So they'll probably pick something stupid, and like I mean that Happy song is pretty much like all montage music, like made for it. So I can see that definitely happening.
All right. I'm gonna go with that. So, Jeff has disappeared. We don't know where he went.
See ya.
We miss you, Jeff.
I know he's on Twitter, and I tried giving him some shit, but I don't know.
He didn't respond, did he?
He did say he was going. He did say well before that he was going to the bar. and he was already kind of drunk, so I have a feeling that he just kept drinking. And
yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
All right. Well, E3's next week. Tony will know nothing when we next meet.
That's right. I'll know that E3 happened, I hope. Yeah, I like to think that if there was some disaster that prevented E3 from going on, I would hear about that.
The only thing I see that might prevent E3 from going on is if the Kings win the Stanley Cup, and I don't really think that LA's hockey fans were going to destroy the city, so. But that, there's a chance that they win it on Wednesday, so that could happen.
Oh.
So.
Well, but all the press conferences, they should be done by the time we podcast, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're all on Monday.
Right.
All the press events are Monday, and then
right.
Then the show actually starts, and
yeah,
that's actually when you get some of the more interesting stuff, but
right.
Like that just dribbles out, so
sure. Like
that stuff on Twitter or whatever. So yeah, we'll be back next week with all that stuff. We'll be telling it to Tony first time. And he can tell
like
us more about
baby.
Playing Pokemon.
Yep.
Are you back home by then, Tony, or are you still
If we record on actually, I might not be able to record if we do Thursday.
Oh boy.
But if we do Wednesday, I'll still be here.
I do work early next week, so I work 9 to 6 instead of till 8, so.
Yeah, let's do Wednesday.
All right.
That's a crazy predicament you're in now. All right.
All right, we'll work that one out then. All right. Say goodnight, Fozzie.
Oh, good night, Fozzie.